Some of you don't get that. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. For those of you who did, enjoy. Fourth is the attacks from the culture. Am I doing what you wanted me to do, RC? Okay. Because I've been into this a long time. Attacks from the culture. You know, 100 years ago, the Bible was being beset by modernism, and now it's being beset by what? Postmodernism. Christianity and modernism were fundamentally antagonistic. Modernism is the worldview that only science can explain reality, and nothing supernatural is reality. Obviously, in great opposition to the supernatural truth of Scripture. But you know what's amazing? In the midst of modernism's heyday, Christian church rolled over and bought into it. It destroyed seminaries, still is, colleges, denominations. Biblical Christianity survived the 20th century assault of modernism. Now it's trying to survive the assault of postmodernism. That's the worldview that insists there is no such thing as universal truth. It either doesn't exist or it can't be known. So you have your truth, I have my truth. And the only thing that rules is tolerance. Tolerance matters. So this is absolutely diametrically opposed to the Bible, which is fundamentally intolerant. Intolerant. Yet it has seeped into the church through a huge tear in the fabric of the evangelical mind. Christians have become inclusive. And pragmatism has greased the slide. Let me just give you a principle. And Marvin Alasky was hitting on this in the recent issue of World Magazine that I read. If you are going to engage an unconverted person in a genuine presentation of gospel truth, where there can be hope that in the grace of God they can be regenerated, if you're going to engage a person in that regard, it is precisely at the point at which they do not believe the Bible that the engagement has to take place.